Hello, and welcome to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone on AppleViz. This is Katie, and I am going to do a podcast on the different voices that VoiceOver has to offer. I'm only going to cover the English voices, but the the way you do it will be the same no matter what language you're using. And I'm going to show you how to get to the voices area. And I'm going to show you how to download a voice. And I'll also let you listen to the different English voices, so that you can make the decision on which one you want to use. So without any more intro, let's get started. I'm using my iPhone 8 with iOS 11.3, and so here we go. I'm going to get out of the Voice Memos app.
Messages.
And I'm going to go to settings. So I'm on the messages icon right now, and I'm going to swipe right with one finger to get to settings.
Calendar, photos, camera, calling to my iPhone, contacts, voice memos, clock, maps, wallet, notes, iTunes Store, App Store, iBooks, FaceTime, calculator, files, help, settings.
Okay, there is the settings icon. I'm going to double tap with one finger on that.
Settings, heading.
Okay, now I'm going to look for something that says general.
Search, Katie Courier, airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular, notifications, control center, do not disturb, general button.
Which is right there. Double tap.
Selected, settings, back button.
And now I'm going to go to where it says accessibility.
General, heading, about, but software update, airdrop, but handoff, but CarPlay, home button. Button. Accessibility button.
Double tap.
Selected. General. Back button.
Now I'm going to go to where it says voiceover.
Accessibility. Vision. Heading. Voiceover. On. Button.
Double tap.
Voiceover.
And keep in mind in, you know, all those things that I just did, you know, to get to the different areas, I just swiped right with one finger. You can also ask Siri to open the voiceover settings for you. And this will, you know, and when you do that, this will be the screen that pops up. So we're now in the voiceover settings area. And I'm now looking for something that says speech.
Voiceover heading.
So swipe right until you get to that.
Voiceover. On voiceover speech item. Tap once to select an item. Double tap to activate the selected item.
And see here, it even tells you.
Tap once to select the voiceover speech items on the screen. Tap once to select an item. Double tap to activate the selected item. Swipe three fingers to scroll. Voiceover practice button.
And in there, on the voiceover practice, you can practice your voiceover gestures.
Speaking rate. Heading. Speaking rate. 70% speech button.
All right, here we go. Speech. Double tap on this.
Selected. Voiceover. Back button.
And now we're going to go to where it says voice.
Speech. Heading. Voice. Ava. Enhanced. Button.
Okay. Here we go.
Voice. Speech. Back button.
Now this is where you can find all of the voices for your particular language, whether it be English or Spanish or what have you. And of course, I'm using English because I don't understand Spanish well enough to use that. But so there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of voices to choose from here. So I have downloaded most of them so that you can, you know, so that I can let you listen to each one of them. You know, speak a little sample of what they'll sound like. But I also want to show you how to download a voice. And keep in mind, you have to download a voice to hear a sample. You can't just double tap on it and go in and listen to a sample. You have to download it first. So I'm going to go find a voice that needs to be downloaded.
English heading.
Swiping right.
English us heading. Alex button. Allison, 126 megabytes. Actions okay. available.
And I should also tell you that all of these voices are, you know, will take up space on your phone. So if you do have an older phone, like a 16 gigabyte phone, you might want to, you know, go through the voices and decide, you know, which one you want to take up space on your phone, if that makes sense. So here we go. We have Allison. She's 126 megabytes, which is really not all that big. And I have to download her. So I'm going to swipe right once.
Download Allison button. Actions available.
And I can double tap on this download button to download her. So I'm going to do that.
Started download. Downloading Allison. 1% downloaded. 2% downloaded. 3% downloaded. 4% downloaded. 63% downloaded. 65% downloaded. Download Allison button. Selected. Ava. Enhanced.
All right.
Button. Alex. Button. Oh. Actions available.
You got to give it a minute once it's fully downloaded to show up.
Allison button.
There we go. All right. So now that I have all the voices downloaded, I'm going to go one by one, let you hear a sample. Some of them have both compact and enhanced quality voices, and some of them only have compact, and some of them only have enhanced quality. So I'll kind of go through that too as we go through this. So if I go back up here to the top left-hand corner.
Speech, back button.
Okay. I'm going to swipe right.
English, heading. English, us, heading.
This is the U.S. English.
Alex, button.
Here we have Actions Alex, available. And I'm sure that probably a lot of you, or most of you, have heard of Alex before. He was on the Mac, and in iOS 8, they brought him to iOS, which I think is really cool. But he is very large, in file size. So I'll let you hear how many megabytes he is, and I'll also let you listen to a sample. So if I double tap here.
Alex, English, back button. Alex, heading, edit button. Alex, using 869 megabytes. Actions available.
869 megabytes, but here's what he sounds like.
Speak sample button. Actions available.
Hello, my name is Alex.
Pretty clear, I think. And I'm going to go back one.
Alex, using 869 megabytes.
And double tap.
Actions available.
Just so that you can hear him read a little bit.
Selected. Alex, using 869 megabytes.
And let me slow down the speech a little bit.
Characters, words, speaking rate, 60%. Words, okay. Characters, actions.
And so this is Alex. So let's get out of this. Let's go back.
English, back button. Speech, back button.
Okay.
Selected, Alex, button. Actions available.
So Alex is now the voice that's talking, and we'll go to the next one.
Allison, button. English, back button.
Okay, this is Allison, and like I said when I downloaded it, she's 126 megabytes, so much better, you know, as far as size goes. But once again, you have to download a voice, well, most of the voices, you have to download them to be able to use them. And I don't know why they do it like that. But anyway. So here we go with Allison.
Allison, heading, edit button. Allison, actions available.
So this is the compact voice of Allison, and I'll let you hear a sample before I...
Speak sample button. Actions available.
Let her read a little bit.
Hello, my name is Allison.
So very compact, very, you know, obviously small, but the problem is, once again, you have to download the voice to be able to use it. And so, you know, if that's a problem for you, I wouldn't recommend most of these voices, unfortunately. Or if you don't want, you know, voices taking up your phone, I wouldn't recommend, you know, downloading any of these, which is the unfortunate problem of, you know, having most of these voices, is you have to download them. So here's what Allison default sounds like.
Allison. Actions available.
Selected. Allison. Speak sample. Button. Allison. Enhanced.
So actions available. So here you go with Allison enhanced, and here's what she sounds like.
Speak sample. Button. Hello, my name is Allison.
Very clear and, you know, very easy to understand.
Allison. Enhanced. Selected. Allison. Enhanced.
And, but the neat thing is that with each one of these voices, if you keep swiping right.
Speak sample. Button. Default and enhanced voices are using 126 millibars.
It'll tell you, you know, how many millibars or megabytes it's using. So let's go back.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Selected. Ava. Button.
So here we go with Ava. Ava is one of my personal favorites.
English. Back button.
Double tap here.
Ava. Edit.
And so here actions is available. Ava default.
Speak sample. Button.
Hello. My name is Ava.
Ava.
Selected. Ava.
So as you can probably tell, you know, once again, very compact. And once again, this is one that you have to download to use. You can't just double tap and go in and use the default voice. I don't know why that is, but that's just how it is right now.
Speak sample. Ava. Enhanced. Actions
here,
available.
Here is Ava enhanced.
Selected. Ava. Enhanced. Speak sample. Button. Hello. My name is Ava.
Once again, very clear and very, you know, I don't know, gentle sounding, I think. And Ava is...
Default and enhanced voices are using 534 millibars.
So 534 megabytes for Ava. And once again, if you don't want, you know, a large-sized voice taking up space on your phone, I wouldn't recommend this one.
Recording. 14 minutes. English. Back button. Speech. Back. Samantha. Nikki. Fred. Selected. Ava. Fred. Button.
Now here is Fred, and Fred comes automatically installed. You don't have to download him, and he only has a compact voice. There's no enhanced for Fred. Just like there's no compact with Alex, there's no enhanced with Fred. And like I said, Fred comes automatically installed. So here's what Fred sounds like.
English. Back button. Fred. Head. Fred.
Selected. Fred. Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Fred.
So that's Fred. Very compact, very small. So if you want, you know, if you want a small voice for your phone, Fred would be the one, well, would be one of the ones to go with. And simply because you don't have to install him, you don't have to download him, he's already installed. So, you know, not a bad idea, I think.
English, back button. Speech, back button. Samantha, button, Nikki, button.
All right, this is Nikki.
Access available.
She used to be the voice for Siri. She's not anymore. And you'll find out why here very shortly. Nikki, once again, does not have a default voice. All she has is the enhanced voice. And she is 189 megabytes, which is not all that bad. But once again, if you're concerned about space and you want something small, you know, this might be another choice for you.
English, back button. Nikki, edit button. Nikki, using 189 megabytes.
Selected. Nikki, using 189 megabytes.
So you'll probably recognize her voice. She used, like I said, used to be the voice of Siri.
Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Nikki. Speak sample button.
And once again,
actions available.
Once again, she has no compact version of her.
English. Back button. Speech. Back selected. Nick. Samantha. Button.
All right, next we have Samantha, and I'm sure that a lot of you are familiar with Samantha. She is the one, when you first start up VoiceOver on a new, you know, iOS device, she's the voice, at least for the iPhone, iPad, iPod, that you hear. And she is very... She has two different... you know, she has two different options. The compact one with her already comes installed. You don't have to download it. So that's another plus for Samantha. So here is...
English. Back button.
Here's what Samantha sounds like.
Samantha. Edit. Samantha. Selected. Samantha. Speak sample. Button. Hello, my name is Samantha.
So that is Samantha default. Now, I will say that to me, Samantha default sounds a whole lot clearer than Fred. Obviously, that is your choice. But if you want something small and you don't want something taking up a whole lot of room, Fred or Samantha would be your choices as far as English, U.S. Well, actually, there's one more that I will show you. And for English, U.S., Fred, Samantha, and another voice called Victoria, which is only 1.7 megabytes, would be your three choices as far as really small, really compact voices goes. And like I said, Samantha compact or Samantha default sounds a whole lot clearer, at least to me, than Fred does. So if you want something clear, and, you know, obviously this is all your, you know, your choice, but I'm just kind of giving you my opinion here.
Samantha, enhanced, using 164 megabytes, selected. Samantha, enhanced, using 164 megabytes.
So this is Samantha enhanced. She is 164 megs, which is really not all that, megabytes, which is really not all that bad. But once again, if you just want to stick with the default, you know, you don't have to install it. You don't have to download it or anything because it already comes installed.
Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Samantha.
So that is Samantha enhanced. And like I said, the default voice already comes, you know, installed with your phone. So, you know, you don't have to download it. The only thing you would have to download with Samantha is the enhanced voice. And so let's go back.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Nikki. Button. Select Siri female. Button.
Okay. Actions here available. We have the new Siri female and the Siri male voice. And I will warn you right now, at least I've found this out to be the case. When you use Siri for the first time, and you choose either the Siri male or the Siri female voice in the Siri settings, in iOS 11, I don't know why they've done this, and I really wish they hadn't, but the Siri voice will download in this voiceover speech area. I don't know why, but, you know, unfortunately, that's just how it is right now. I don't know if it's a bug or if it's something new that Apple's trying, because these voices are very large. You know, they're over, well, Siri female is over 400 megabytes and Siri male is, you know, 300. So, but anyway, I will let you listen to these and,
select Siri female button.
So here is Siri, Siri female.
English, back button. Siri female, heading, Siri female, using 463 megabytes.
This is what the Siri female sounds like.
Selected. Siri female. Using 463 megabytes. Speak sample. Button. Actions available. Hello. My name is Siri.
Very, very clear and a little more natural sounding than Siri in iOS 10, at least to my ear. And once again, there is no way to stop these from downloading in this area when you use them for, or when you choose them for Siri. And that goes for Australian English and British English as well.
English, back button. Speech, back button. Selected. Siri feed, Siri mail button. Actions available.
Here is Siri mail, and he does sound pretty similar to iOS 10, at least to my ear.
English, back button. Siri mail, using 300 megabytes. Actions available.
300 megabytes, once again, a little large in size. And if you don't want, you know, and unfortunately, if, you know, if it, even if you don't want these voices taking up room on your phone, depending on which one you use for Siri, it will take up space. And I should also mention that these, that the Siri voices no longer have a default and an enhanced version. They just have the enhanced version. So here is Siri mail.
Selected. Siri mail. Using 300 megabytes.
Very clear, I think.
Speak sample. Button. Actions of... Hello, my name is Siri.
So this is Siri mail for the U.S.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Siri female. Button. Select Susan. Button.
Here is Susan. She's 163 megabytes, so once again, not a very large voice, but once again, even if you want to use her default version, you have to download it.
Selected. Siri, Susan, button. English, back button. Susan, edit, button. Susan, actions available.
Selected. Susan. Speak sample, button. Hello, my name is Susan.
Very grainy, very, you know... it doesn't sound great to my ear, but once again, that's, you know, this is all your choice.
Susan, enhanced. Actions available. Selected. Susan, enhanced. Speak sample, button. Action, hello, my name is Susan.
A whole lot clearer than the default is, and...
Default and enhanced voices are using 163 millibars.
So she's 163 megabytes. Once again, nothing, you know, it's not very big. But once again, if you are worried about space on your phone, you know, and you want something small, you know, this might not be the one for you.
English, back button. Speech, back button. Siri mail, but selected. Tom, button.
This is Tom.
English, back button.
I think a lot of the AppleViz, a lot of the AppleViz, you know, team, really seem to like this voice from the other podcasts I've heard, and so this is Tom, and once again, if you want to use this voice, you have to download it. You can't just double tap and go into it like you can with Samantha.
Tom, heading, edit, button, Tom. Action, speak sample, button.
Hello, my name is Tom.
So this is Tom default.
Tom.
Selected, Tom. Speak sample, button. Tom, enhanced.
This is Tom.
Actions available.
This is Tom enhanced.
Selected, Tom enhanced.
Very clear, and
speak sample. Button. Hello, my name is Tom. Default and enhanced voices are using 466 millibars.
But he is 466 megabytes. So once again, if you don't want something, you know, all that large on your phone, this might not be the one for you.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Siri mail. Button. Susan. Selected. Victoria. Button.
Okay, this is the last one for the English US. This is Victoria. And... she is very small, like I said, only 1.7 megabytes. So if you want something small and you don't like either Fred or Samantha, this would be another choice.
English, back button.
Victoria has no default and enhanced. She just has the one version. I can't decide if it's default or if it's enhanced. All I know is that it's very small.
Victoria, heading, edit, button. Victoria, using 1.7 megabytes.
Yeah, 1.7.
Actions available.
1.7 megabytes, not that big at all.
Selected, Victoria, using 1.7 megabytes. Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Victoria.
So that is what Victoria sounds like. So let's move on and see what else we have here.
English, back button. Speech, back button. Karen, button.
So here we are in the
English, Australia, heading.
English, Australia, and we only have a few voices here. So this first one is Karen.
Karen, button.
English, and back button. I'm sure that a lot of you have heard of Karen. She's another one of those where, you know, if you want something small, you don't have to download her as far as the default voice goes, because the default voice is already installed. So you don't have to download the default voice if you want, if you just want something small. So here's what Karen default sounds like.
Karen, edit, button, Karen. Selected, Karen. Speak sample, button. Hello, my name is Karen.
And Karen enhanced.
Karen enhanced. Using 120 megabytes.
Actions available. 120 megabytes. Not all that, you know, not that big.
Selected. Karen enhanced. Using 120 megabytes.
And very clear.
Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Karen.
So that is Karen. Both the default and the enhanced.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Selected. Karen, Lee, button.
Here is Lee, and Lee, if I remember correctly, is 404 megabytes. So once again, one of the larger voices.
English, back button. Lee, heading, edit, button. Lee. Actions available.
And once again, you have to download him if you want to use either the default or the enhanced. So here's what the default sounds like.
Selected, Lee. Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Lee.
And then here is Lee enhanced.
Lee enhanced. Actions available. Selected. Lee enhanced. Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Lee. Default and enhanced voices are using 404 millibars.
Yeah, 404 megabytes. So once again, a very large voice.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Selected. Lee, Siri female button.
So here is Siri female, Australia.
English, back button. Siri female, edit button. Siri female, using 430 megabytes.
430 megabytes, so another large voice. But here's what she sounds like. Oh, and there's no default and enhanced version with her or with the Siri male for both Australia and English UK and the US English. There's only the enhanced.
Selected, Siri female, using 430 megabytes. Selected, Siri female, selected, Siri female, speak sample, button, actions of, hello, my name is Siri.
So that is Siri female for Australia.
English, back button. Speech, back button, Karen, button, Lee, selected, Siri male, button. Actions available.
Here is the Siri mail.
English, back button. Siri mail, heading, edit, button. Siri mail, using 364 megabytes. Actions available.
364 megabytes, again, one of the larger voices.
Selected, Siri mail, using 364 megabytes. Speak sample, button. Actions available. Hello, my name is Siri. English, back button. Speech, back button. English, South Africa, head, Moira, English, Ireland, heading.
So here we are in the Irish English, and unfortunately with these, with the Irish English and with the South African English, there's only the one voice. Hopefully they we'll be able to add more than this in the future, but right now we have Moira.
English Island heading.
Whoops.
Moira button. English back button.
And once again, Moira default comes automatically installed on your phone. You don't have to download the default. You just have to download the enhanced if you want to use it.
Moira heading edit button. Moira.
Selected. Moira.
So this is Moira default.
Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Moira. Moira enhanced. Using 128 megabytes. Action selected. Moira enhanced. Using 128 megabytes.
So not very big.
Speak sample button.
As far as size.
Actions
goes.
Available. Hello, my name is Moira. English back button. Speech back button. Selected. English, South Africa, Tessa, button. English, back button.
And once again, Tessa default comes automatically installed. So the only thing you'd have to download if you wanted to use it would be the enhanced voice.
Tessa, heading, edit, button, Tessa. Selected, Tessa. Speak sample, button. Hello, my name is Tessa. Tessa, enhanced. Using selected. Tessa enhanced. Using 123 megabytes.
Once again, not very big.
Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Tessa.
As far as size goes.
English. English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Kate. Button. Daniel. Button.
Daniel. So here we are in
English,
the
English UK heading.
English UK section. And
Daniel button. English back button.
I know that Tessa says Daniel, but it's Daniel. And the Daniel default comes automatically installed. You don't have to download it. The only thing you would have to download here is the enhanced voice.
Daniel heading. Edit button. Daniel
selected. Daniel. Speak sample button. Hello. My name is Daniel.
And here is Daniel,
Daniel
enhanced.
Using 166 megabytes. Actions available.
166 megabytes. Once again, not that big, but, you know.
English. Back button. Selected. Speaks up. Daniel enhanced. Using 166 megabytes.
So, you know, I was a 16 gigabyte iPhone user up until the end of last year. And I know how frustrating it can be when you know, are afraid of running out of space. So thankfully, with Samantha default, Fred, Victoria, Karen default, Moira default, Tessa default, and Daniel default, you know, you have those default voices to choose from if you don't want a whole lot of voices taking up a whole lot of space. So here's Daniel enhanced.
Selected. Daniel enhanced. Using 166 megabytes. Speak sample button. Hello. My name is Daniel. English. Back button. Speech. Back button. English UK. Select Kate button.
So here is Kate. Once again, to use the default or the enhanced, you have to download it.
English. Back button. Kate. Edit. Button. Kate. Actions available.
This is Kate default.
Selected. Kate. Speak sample. Button. Hello. My name is Kate. Kate enhanced. Actions available.
Kate enhanced.
Selected. Kate enhanced. Speak sample. Button. Hello. My name is Kate.
And this is a voice that uses
default and enhanced voices are using 150 millibars. Default and enhanced voices are using 150 millibars.
150 megabytes. So once again, not very big.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. English UK. Daniel. Selected. Oliver. Button.
Here is Oliver, and he uses 151 megabytes, I believe. And once again, to use the default or the enhanced, you have to download
English. Back button. Oliver. Edit. Oliver. Actions available.
Selected. Oliver. Speak sample. Button. Hello. My name is Oliver.
So that's Oliver default.
Oliver enhanced. Actions selected. Oliver enhanced. Speak sample button. Hello, my name is Oliver. Default and enhanced voices are using 151 millibars.
Mm-hmm. 151 megabytes, so not much bigger than Kate.
English, back button. Speech, back button. Daniel, but Kate, select Serena button.
Here is Serena, and...
English, back button.
She uses 231 megabytes, so a little bigger, and...
Serena, heading idiot button.
Again, to use the default or the enhanced, you have to download.
Serena. Actions.
Selected. Serena. Speak sample. Button. Hello, my name is Serena. Serena, enhanced. Selected. Serena, enhanced. Speak sample. Button. Hello, my name is Serena. Default and enhanced voices are using 231 millibars.
Mm-hmm.
English. Back button. Speech. Back button. Selected. Siri female. Button.
And now we come to the actions very available. Last two, which are the Siri UK voices. I don't know why they haven't put together a voice for Australia or the UK, like Fred or Victoria. But who knows? Maybe they will in the future. So here is Siri female.
Siri female. Button. English. Back button.
And once again, there is no default and enhanced voices here either, like there were in iOS 10. There is just the enhanced voice, which is using...
Siri female. Heading. Edit. Button. Siri female. Using 376 megabytes.
376 megabytes. So once again, quite large, but...
Selected. Siri female. Using 376 megabytes.
But very clear.
Speak sample. Button. Hello. My name is Siri. English. Back button. Speech. Back button.
And last but certainly not least.
Siri male. Button. Actions available. English. Back button. Siri male. Edit. Button. Siri male. Using 319 megabytes. Actions available.
Selected. Siri male. Using 319 megabytes. Speak sample. Button. Actions available. Hello, my name is Siri.
And the Siri male uses 319 megabytes. So, those are all the English voices.
English, back button. Speech, and, back button. English, island. Rose 2 to fit. Rose 1 to Fred, button.
All in all,
Arthur, button. English, back
I'm
button.
Just switching back to the voice I like here.
Arthur, edit. Arthur, Arthur, enhanced. Action.
Selected. Ava, English, back button. Speech, back button.
So, all in all, a very... in a wide selection. Alex is definitely the largest, and I don't think, don't quote me on this, but they probably won't come out with a voice that's larger than Alex. I could be very wrong. But
app switcher settings, voice memos, voice mem,
and
heading.
Once again, you know, if you are worried about, you know, space on your phone, and you don't want anything, you know, big, then I would suggest either Samantha default, Fred, Victoria, Karen default, Moira default, Tessa default, or Daniel default, and or one of the smaller voices like, you know, Allison, Karen enhanced, Samantha enhanced, Susan, Nikki, you know, anything under 200 megabytes. Or, you know, or if you're not worried about space, then, you know, obviously you have, you know, all those choices to choose from. And I hope that this podcast has helped you, you know, get a sample of each voice and has helped you to decide which one you might want to use and which ones you might want to avoid. Or I shouldn't say avoid, but not use. And I hope you all have a great night, and God bless.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.